We live in pretty insecure times. We're bombarded almost daily with wickedness of every kind, terrorist attacks or pandemic, shootings and other acts of violence plague cities great and small. Financial volatility haunts the landscape of countries near and far. Oh, there's plenty to be afraid of. So I thought this would be a good week to focus on the security that we have in our faithful God. In the early part of 1 Kings, we see an aged King David turn over his kingdom to his son Solomon. This was the golden age of the people of God. In fact, we're told in chapter 4, "So Judah and Israel lived in safety, every man under his vine and his fig tree, from Dan even to Beersheba, all the days of Solomon." Wow, what a statement. Judah and Israel lived in safety, every man under his vine and his own fig tree. Kind of reminiscent of Herbert Hoover's old "a chicken in every pot and a car in every garage" political slogan from nearly a century ago. What must that have been like for the people of Israel to have such a high level of individual and corporate contentment, while at the same time be at peace with one's national neighbors? Now that would be a little slice of heaven indeed. However, the nation wasn't secure because the right political party was in power, nor because the right man was king, or in our culture, president. No, two verses later tell us why the nation rested securely. "Now God gave Solomon wisdom and very great discernment and breadth of mind. And this wise Solomon understood, as we see later, 'But now the Lord my God has given me rest on every side. There is neither adversary nor misfortune.'" You see, security doesn't come through filled treasuries or massive armies. True and lasting security can only come by acknowledging and obeying God.